for choosing our Stop Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, my name is Matt Ferry, and I set up a service request, or not a service request, but like an install for fiber. And the guy I talked to said that I should call around today to schedule a site visit.
Sure. Can you spell your last name for me?
Yeah, it's Farry.
Farry, you said?
Yep.
Yep, they're here. And they said to have someone call to schedule out a walkthrough?
No, they told me that I should call and schedule a site to make sure that they can actually install the fiber because of the location. And we do all of our piping is all subterranean and stuff. So they said I should call and schedule to have someone come out to confirm that they actually can.
All right. Just to make sure I'm going into the right account, can I verify a few bits of information with you, Matthew?
Oh, of course.
What is your service address?
160 Rockwell Lane in Kingston, New York, 12401.
Thank you very much. What is the email address we have on file?
It's going to be my email address, so it should be my first initial, so M, and then my last name, Ferrari816@gmail.com.
Thank you very much. And what is the phone number we have on file?
It's going to be the number I just called you from. It's my cell phone, 480-440-3022.
Thank you much for verifying all that information. Alrighty, so you're looking to just get someone out there to see if we can even just get service available?
Yeah, so what it is like we just built a new house.
Okay.
We have all underground services. The current line that we have in our coax, it's on a 90-degree bend.
Okay.
They said that your fiber lines can do a 90-degree bend. However, it just depends on the length of the span to be able to make that bend.
Mm-hmm.
So they recommended that I have a tech or someone come out, look at what they're working with to make sure that they actually can do the install that we're looking for. Because all the stuff goes right off of – we have an owned power line, so it comes in down that power pole to a stanchion that runs subterranean into my basement. Because we've gotten rid of all overhead lines. We want to make sure that if we're going to move forward with it.
It's understandable. That's understandable, Matthew. So let me put you on a brief hold and get this question out to our departments that our tech department to see if they can do that. So let me put you on a brief hold and I'll be right back with you.
Okay. Thank you.